This here is the Sanpoil River. In the springtime, salmon would come up this river. All the surrounding villages would camp down there and take their share. They had fish traps. Salmon just jumped up into the fish traps by the thousands, and I mean thousands. Salmon was the number one resource of food in this valley. The surrounding villages would all show up here at salmon time, and they got their winter supply of salmon. It's a beautiful valley, good campsites for everybody, but the only fish that comes up this river now is the rainbow. That's early in the springtime, and that is all. We don't have steelhead in this river. Oh, it's fun to fish, but then it's not like living off the river. That's what the Coulee Dam took away, living off the river, because the surrounding tribes survived on this river. Back in that time, it was very, very important to the tribe.
I am Alice Irie, and I'm 85 years old. My brothers fished, mostly they did their fishing in Keller. We used to go in there, over there in June. That's when they had their salmon days. A lot of Indians gathered there, and they had a celebration there. Of course, the men all fished, and my two brothers, they fished. They had fish traps. That's about the only thing they had, the fish traps, and then your spears and long poles with them hooks on the end of there. In them deep holes where the salmon would go, they would hook them out of there. There'd be camps all along the Sanpoil River, the elders and anybody, especially the time when their celebration was on. See, they had races and stick game and card games. At night, that's what they used to do, play stick game, play cards. I remember I had an aunt that she used to get in the foot races, and she used to beat them all. And, you know, they'd win blankets and things like that. It was hardly any money that was bet. It was material thing, blankets and shawls and beadwork and even their horses and cows and things. You know, my grandmother used to come back home with a horse, 2-3 horses. That's the way she got her horses. And she got a start in cows by, you know, winning them. My mother and aunts used to dry the salmon what my brothers got. That was the only way long ago we could keep our fish. We had a lot of dried salmon. To the Indians, you know, a salmon was the most important food there was. And just like venison, deer meat, that was important to the Indians. When they preserved it, dried it, and that was food that would, you know, last all winter long, that kept them alive.